Alléluia. Grace, what have you done? Murdered for me on that cross, accused in absence of wrong, my sin washed away in your blood. Too much to make sense of it all. I know that your love breaks my fall. This candle of grace, you died in my place. So my soul will live.
I think it again.
Grace, what have you done? You murdered for me on that cross, accused in absence of wrong, my sin washed away in your blood. Too much to make sense of it all. I know that your love breaks my fall. This candle of grace, you died in my place. So my soul will live. Oh, to be like you, give all I have just to know you. Jesus, there's no one besides you. Forever the hope in my heart. Death, where is your sting? Your power is as dead as my sin. The cross has taught me to live, and mercy in my heart now to sink. The day and its troubles shall come. I know that your strength is enough. This candle of grace, you died in my place. So my soul will live. Oh, to be like you, give all I have just to know you. Jesus, there's no one beside you. Forever the hope in my heart. Oh, to be like you. Jesus, there's no one beside you. Jesus, there's no one beside you. Forever the hope in my heart. And it's all because of you, Jesus. It's all because of you, Jesus. It's all because of your love. Now my soul will live. Come on. And it's all because of you, Jesus. It's all because of you, Jesus. It's all because of your love. Now my soul will live. Oh, to be like you, give all I have just to know you. Jesus, there's no one beside you. Forever the hope in my heart. to be like you. I'll give all I have just to know you. Oh Jesus, there's no one beside you. Forever the hope in my heart.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, once again to come into your presence and to hear your word. Your word is spirit and is life. And I pray that the spirit and the life in the word will come to quicken us, give us hope, heal our bodies, give us directions, speak to us our minds, and lead us into the point that we shall not want. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Wonderful. Are you happy to be in church? Wonderful. Wonderful. I have come to see that it is not easy for people to prosper. And that wealth is spiritual. Hallelujah. It's not easy for people to prosper. How many of you grew with some dreams and thought that by now you should have seen some things and you have realized that it's not as easy as you thought, but your dreams will come to pass in the name of Jesus. But God wants us to do well. God wants us to succeed. God wants us to prosper. And God has given us ways to prosper and to do well. Hallelujah. Without the help of God, you cannot do it. Others may have done it, but one, there are two things. You don't know what is behind it. You don't know the sweat, the sorrows beneath, and also you don't know where they passed. Some too, there's a blessing that's running that we don't have any idea of. But generally speaking, and I believe it, that it is God who makes people to prosper. Hallelujah. One of the ways you can prosper is when the heavens above you is opened. When the heavens above you is opened. It is so important that the heavens above you be opened that God Himself mentioned it. You get it? That you need the heavens above you to be opened. Because sometimes the heavens above you is closed. And this is to show us that there is a the channels of blessings. Because the heavens open, the channels of divine blessings, the channels of provisions are opened. Now if the heavens over you is closed, the channels of blessings, channels of divine provision and help is closed. When God wanted to channel some help to Daniel, who had prayed and prayed and prayed, when he wanted to channel some help to him, the heavens above him was not allowing. The heavens above him would not allow. So he prayed until such a time that, as we read from the scriptures, there was a fight in the heavens till the heavens opened. For the angel, you see, why am I saying the heavens was not allowed? Because an angel was coming with an answer to his prayer. But somehow, he was prevented. You see, and so for many people, God has sent some angels with some answers, with some provisions, with some breakthroughs. But the heavens are preventing and fighting. And that is why if you don't take and you fight things physically, whereas you should fight them spiritually. Can you imagine that if Daniel at that time had decided to accuse his enemies here on earth, had decided to accuse his mother-in-law, had decided to accuse his neighbor, had decided to accuse people, he had decided to accuse government, had decided to accuse World Bank, that is why his breakthrough was not coming, he would be fighting the wrong people. Because what
really happened was that the heavens, what was happening was a spiritual thing. It wasn't a normal thing at all. You know, and one of the things that I personally believe that we need to fight, and the police need to fight, highway need to fight, everything need to fight, but I also sometimes don't understand. I think it's spiritual. It's the way cars break down at certain places that they shouldn't break down. I'm just beginning to feel that it's so spiritual that we just don't need MTGU. We need to really pray about that thing. Because you just don't understand that recently this new road they have made so that there'll be no traffic at the motor roundabout. That is where a car decided to break down. I mean, in the afternoon. And I said, you travel from the motorway, you have gone through everywhere, just this corner that everybody will pass is where you break down. And often they break down also rush hour when they know that 6:30 is coming, people are going to go to work. Then about 5:45, they will break down where everybody, especially where people may want to dodge traffic and pass, then they are broken down there. I don't think it's a matter of police again. I think it's a spiritual thing. So perhaps, but we need to also do what we have to do anyway, but it looks to me that it's spiritual anyway. So that is why you need the heavens. If the heavens above you is opened, there is free flow of blessings. Like when Jacob had a dream and the ladder was laid from heaven to where he was sleeping, angels were ascending and descending. There was a free flow. May the heavens open over your life and there will be a free flow of information and blessings and provisions and everything from God to you and back, and God, that means that you will get even visions on what to do. Some of you, if you hear just one word, do this, from God, just a small one vision, one message, one word, you will see the hair. Not knowing that all this struggle I've been struggling, the solution is just in this. But that comes when the heavens over you are opened. Hallelujah. And how many of you want the heavens over you to be opened? You see, it's so important that if you read Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. He says, bring ye. You see, heavens must be opened. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that they may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. Now listen to what I'm talking about. If I will not open you the windows of heaven. You see, if I will not open to you the windows of heaven. If God said, if I will not open, it means that it can be shut. It means it can be shut. And he said that if I will not open the windows of heaven. So my emphasis here tonight is that the windows of the heavens over you must be opened. The heavens over you must be opened. And for God himself to say that if I will not open the windows of heaven, it means that it's very important that it is opened. Because it can be closed. And there are so many things that can make the heavens be closed. There are so many things that can make the heavens be closed. But we also all know that for whatever thing that can close the heavens, the Bible says if the Lord opens, if the Lord speaks, if the Lord says yes, who can close, who can say no, and who can say it can't be? If the Lord opens. That is, if I... not anybody. I will not open to you the windows of heaven. I want the windows of heaven over my life to be opened. Hallelujah. For some divine and unusual blessings to flow into my life. And when the heavens open, and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive. So heavens have windows. Hey, heavens have windows. And the windows of heaven can be shut are opened over your life. And I don't know how many of you can say that the windows of heaven are opened over my life. Maybe some of you it has been left ajar. Small be or something. But you can't say that the windows. But if God says they can be opened, and to see that the windows are open, one of the first signs is that blessings. Say, if I will not pour you out a blessing, so there should be blessings left, right, center. Hallelujah. Recently I'm hearing blessings. People have been married for 10 years. People have been married for this. They say, look, I'm this, I'm that. We shall be sharing testimony, but we have shared a lot already. Do you get it? And I say, wow, this is a blessing. Because see, sometimes I tell myself that it shouldn't be so. It shouldn't be so, because if God says, it should come to pass. It shouldn't be so. And we shouldn't accept it. You see, you should accept that this is okay. It's not okay. First, till it is opened. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. You see, as we are here like that, let me tell you, something must have been closed. Something must have been closed. If you talk in terms of members coming to church on Tuesday, there's no excuse that people don't come to church on Tuesdays. People don't come. People are. The main thing is that something somewhere is closed. It must be opened. Hallelujah. And if it is opened, you see flow of people. Hallelujah. So sometimes those things, you may even have separate meetings, you may have separate calling, you may have all those things, they work, but still something needs to give way. Something needs to give way. Hallelujah. And I see that thing giving way in the name of Jesus, in your church and in everything. Hallelujah. So heavens have windows, and the windows can be opened or shut. Now, every one of you want the heavens windows to be open. Is that not so? It means marriages will come, houses will come, peace will come, blessings will come. Now, you see from the introductory verse, or the introductory phrase, or whatever, that bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse of God. Which means that one of the things that tithing does, you get it, is that it opens the heavens over you. That's one of the things tithing does. So that if you are someone who is a tither, you pay your tithe every time, you have every right by the grace of God to go to God boldly. The Bible says, let us enter boldly into the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace in our time of need. You must be able to enter boldly and say that, Lord, you said that if I pay my tithe, you open the heavens over me. But I've been paying my tithe. And it's when you are talking to God, you know, God knows all things. Do you get it? He knows all things. So, as I say, but I've been paying my tithe. How come? Just be careful, because maybe you are not paying it as you should. But how come? Or even, Lord, be merciful unto me. I have not been paying my tithe. But you know that the last 3 months, I have been paying. I need help. Hallelujah. Can you understand what I'm saying? You need to go to God with some kind of prayers, with some kind of request, and stop this kind of phlegmatic way of sometimes talking to God. Are you getting what I'm saying? Sometimes when we talk to God, He doesn't have the feeling that we know that He is our Father. I don't think we give God the feeling that we know that He's a God of His word, and that He has said that He has sworn by Himself that His word is above Him. We don't go to God like that. That we believe what He says. See, when you don't speak in a certain way, it is not that you are trying to be humble before God. You rather make God know that you don't know Him. You rather make God know that you don't know Him. And that's why sometimes real children, real, real, real children, they can make you confused. Because the more they do things to anger you, the less they think about how, they don't really think too much about how to approach you, to talk to you about certain things. With time, why not? Where else should they go to? You get it? They will come to you and ask. Whether you are angry or not, you have to answer. Whether you are angry or not, you have to answer. And you have to do. But they know you have to do. You have to do. Whether you are angry with him, her or him or she, you have to do. Are you getting what I'm saying? And I believe that, you see, God is happier when we approach him like that, because that is actually faith. God is pleased when we go with him and we go as if we believe his word. That, Lord, this is what your word says. Why is it that the windows are closed? And if you should ask, what shows that the windows are closed? You don't know that the windows are closed. As you are sitting here, if I say I want 10,000 cedis, can you give it to me? Can you give it to me? Please, excuse me. Are you not working? Have you not worked for a long time? You can't give. But you should be able to give. But everything is not gradual. I'm telling you that by now, you should be able to give. Because you have not been exercising your faith. That's why you are also making me suffer in so many things that we are doing as we are building churches and all those things. You have not been exercising your faith. It's about time. Are you getting what I'm saying? So, go to God. Hosea 14:2 said, take with you words and come to me. Take with you words and come to me. Take this, Lord. You said it that, but I've been in lighthouse. Every Sunday I pay my tithe. Every Sunday I pay my tithe. Then you may realize, okay, Lord, okay, I remember that already. I chopped it. But every Sunday, you see, the only reason I say we are not bold because we know that we are not. How many of you understand what I'm saying? How many of you think that must be your problem? Aha, you see. But you see, try and be faithful in it so you can be bold and hold God to by his word. Hallelujah. Are you here with me? Good. So he says that when you tithe, you see, you open the heavens above you. From the passage of scriptures we read, you open the heavens above you. And then when you open the heavens above you, it means, as we said again, that blessings are going to be poured out into your life. Blessings. Oh, you should be there. Somebody will come and tell you that, look, I just felt that God said I should give you this car. Is it not a blessing? How many of you wouldn't be happy to hear this, get this blessing? How many are receiving this blessing? Yeah, it's a blessing. You should be there. Somebody will call and say, look, hello, are you Mr. So-so and so? Well, looks as if you applied to work here for some time, but we told you there's no vacancy there, but, you know, I've been instructed to call you to inform you that you should appear tomorrow around this time for an interview. And please, when you are coming, bring A, B, C, D, and all those. And then you go. And when you go, they chat with you and they tell them, look, how much would you want us to pay you? It's not a blessing. It's a blessing. You want it. You want it. This is what will be poured onto you if you are a tither. But you see, like the Bible has said, without faith, it's impossible to believe. Sometimes I ask myself certain questions. You see, but everything done without faith, it doesn't please God. If God is not pleased, it doesn't work. You get it? So, do it with faith, and the heavens must pour out blessings into your life. Hallelujah. That is why I am fighting unemployment, I am fighting poverty, I am fighting all this, if you like, the God way and the hard way. The God way and the hard way is that sometimes it's not even easy to preach it. Sometimes it's not even easy to preach it. Do you get it? Yeah. But this is also what we know is the way. Hallelujah. We know, just as salvation, some people think there are other ways, so they use it and they feel they are happy. But we know Jesus is the only way. Only way. And you agree with me. You will agree with me that even though we know that Jesus is the only way, yet broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many people will not believe that Jesus is the only way. And they will even let you feel that you are on the wrong path. But it doesn't change the fact that Jesus is the only way. It doesn't change that fact at all that Jesus is the only way. Hallelujah. It will even confuse you. So, we also believe that, yeah, there are other ways people talk about, but as far as we are concerned, we will do all the legitimate things and good things we need to do to make wealth, but we will still believe that wealth must be backed by God. We still believe that. And one of the ways God backs wealth is when you are a tither. No matter what you say about it, just as we say about Jesus, it's not the way, then it is still the same. It's still the same. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes. So, blessings. Blessings. Is that if I will not open it and pour you out a blessing. A blessing. Look, a blessing is something that suddenly comes into your life. Or something that augments your efforts. But then, you cannot say it's because of only this. Whether you are hardworking, you go to work early, you learn, you do everything, and you are passing your exam, you are getting all this thing, but you realize that somehow something else makes yours to be different. A blessing doesn't necessarily mean that you don't do anything, but you feel that you are blessed. For instance, there are many of you who don't feel you are blessed. But you have worked and worked and worked, but you can't really. Today is 20 something. You can see that you are waiting for the day you die, you are dry. Hey! Waiting for when? Farmer's Day. Friday is Farmer's Day. Hey! It will hit the account. But I want to tell you something. That apart from waiting for your salary, expect to be blessed also from God in the name of Jesus. Expect blessings from God. Hallelujah. Sometimes when you wake up in the morning, act and believe that by the time the day will end, some blessing will drop into your life. You see, we don't think like that. We don't act like that. We don't believe like that. But as for a just man of faith, he should walk by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to happen in your life in the name of Jesus. God will bless you. Hey! I said one day I was so broke. I told my friend, I told someone, I said, hey, I'm praying that by the time I wake up and I lift my pillow, there will be money. I was in a certain country, there will be this currency, a lot of this currency under my pillow. And the person laughed at me. I said, yeah, this is what happens in Akan drama. This is what happens in Akan drama. You'll be sleeping. Then you realize that as you are crying, you wake up, your mother's ghost comes and puts money. So you wake up and say, hey! Then they will sing the song, and suddenly your life will change. I told the brother, I've been expecting something like that. The way he laughed at me. But I tell you now, I'm expecting miracle money, but maybe not through this, but I'm expecting miracle money. Hallelujah. Miracle money. So tithing is very important. It's very important. It's supposed to be a blessing to you. It's supposed to be a blessing to you. And then, as the Bible says, it says that, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. You see? And I will rebuke, verse 11, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. Look, the devourer in your life is a very dangerous thing. Yeah. And the greatest blessing in your life is to have this devourer rebuked. Many of you don't know what the devourer does. So it's almost like you are reciting poetry. You get it? But you get to know that sometimes wealth creation doesn't depend on how much money you have. I was speaking to a young brother in the church. He told me that, look, he started seeing money at a very early age. He started seeing money and using money. And he told her, but now, the money is not there again. The money is not there again. He said that if I had known some things that I used to know then, I would have been very rich. I would have been very, very, very rich. Now, what happened? What happened is that as he was getting the money was still going out of his hand. So you see, it's not how much money you get, it's how much money that goes out of your hand that you can't account for. Yes. Haven't you had money and the money is finished and you'd be wondering how you use the money? Yeah. You have wondered that, how did I use this money? Because sometimes when people mention to how much they earn, if somebody came to say, I earn $10,000 a month, would you be surprised? Masha, you kill yourself. If someone tells you that he earns $10,000 here in Ghana every month, I'm sure you say in your head that, hey, then this person is blessed. Oh, this person shouldn't need anything again. Oh, hey, this person is there. But I can tell you, I know people who earn such amount of money and were earning, and when they tell you about their life story, you almost insult them. So what were you and have been doing with the money? What were you and have been doing with the money? $10,000. So equivalent will be what? 8,000 or 80,000 or so. In Ghana. Are you surprised? I'm telling you, it's not a story at all. And yet, what have you used for? What are you doing? I see people who have sold lands, huge, vast land. They've sold the land. But when you see the person and the way that you ask us, so all this money that the person you have collected, what have you used it for? What have you used it for? So what I'm saying is that there are things that are devourers. Yeah. You'll be shocked that even a rent can be a devourer. A rent. Because you see, if you had a certain wisdom to build your 2-bedroom flat and stay there and not pay rent, you'd be surprised that rent, if you accumulate it and add it, it could have finished a 4-bedroom flat for you and then have given you more money. But because of a certain wisdom that has not come to you, you are still renting and paying $1,000 a month. You are still renting and paying 5,000 cedis a month. And you are paying 4 years advance. Hey! It's like you are earning something, but it's still being taken away from you. That is what a devourer does. And that is what Bible said, that God will rebuke it. Devourer is anything that makes you spend money that you could have saved. You see, you may think that the way you are spending the money is good, but anything that makes you spend money that you could have saved is a devourer. You get it? That makes you spend money that you could have saved is a devourer. And he said, some of these, they look like they are normal expenditures that you must make. But if you think about it carefully, you see that if God gives you wisdom, you see, look, a devourer can even be your health. Some of you, some kind of money you are spending on your health, if God should give you wisdom and say that eat contemporary or do this, and you will see that the devourer shall be rebuked. I understand what I'm saying. Great, but what I'm saying is that there is a devourer out there which makes sure that no matter how much you earn, they will find a way for it to go. You'll be shocked. Bishop tells a story of how many years ago his father had a hotel. And then the hotel always was making losses. So one day, the father fired the other manager and hired another manager. As soon as he did that, the hotel that was making losses and everything suddenly started making profits. Suddenly became a mega business again. And what did it mean? It meant that, you see, that's how Jivara is. They realize that you are working, like Haggai said, but you are putting the pocket of holes. Nothing is happening. But when you pay your tithe, God will build such devourers for you. Hallelujah. Many times we hear, people are collapsing. They give money to people to build a house for them in Ghana. They work in the cold. They do so and they give money to their brothers and this, build money for me in Ghana. Then the brothers will take pictures of a house that they are building for them. Oh, we have reached here. We have arrived. Oh, today we went to do this. We have done the tile. When they come and arrive, Even the land itself, they can't even find where the land is. Hey! It's not easy. And it's true. It's true. I mean, it happened to one day somebody told me to buy a land for him. I bought the land and I didn't know where the land was. So one day I was there, I said, hey, this thing, if I don't take care, it can bring problems too. You see, you get it. Because it, some of you, the temptation to chop people's money, you become the devourer. Hey, some of you are rebuking devourers. You are the devourer. Somebody's husband, every time he earns money, he doesn't go home. So it's like there's a devourer in her house. The children's school fees are not paid. There's nothing, there's no job money, everything. Meanwhile, you are the one that Satan has put in a person's life. So when he collects the money, then he brings to you. So anytime the person goes to pay her tithe, they say, God, rebuke the devourer. You are the one who is being rebuked. Hey! Can you believe it? That's why in church right now, you are being rebuked by somebody's tithing. Challenge your mercy, this one is wild. That's why I say, pastors, we are praying for people we shouldn't be praying for. That's why I say, receive. Somebody is putting their tithe. Be cursed. Hey. So which one will work? Which one will work? The devourer is taking the money away, away, away. So when the man gets the money, he's not going to take it home. Hey! Then the person will come and give it to you. The youth, you are happy. And the person's children are not going to school. You are a devourer, but you shall be rebuked in the name of Jesus. So it's a good blessing. Do you get it? It's a good blessing to get the devourer to be rebuked. But he or she takes money, or it takes money from you without you knowing. And you work, you can't see. Nobody here should work and you can't see your fruit in Jesus' name. Amen. And then when you pay your tithe, the Bible says that the destroyer is restrained. The destroyer is restrained. And verse 11 says, and I rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. So devourer is also a destroyer. Are you listening to me? It's also a destroyer. Hallelujah. And creation of wealth is linked to the binding and restraining of destructive forces. Look, Ghana, we have a lot of money. If only the corruption and the destroyers, the devourers, are restrained, you will see that we have a lot of money in Ghana. I'm telling you, in Africa, look, recently somebody, I don't know whether it's true, but I saw it, somebody's house, they found a lot of dollars in a polytank. Hey! Let me ask you, look, is it not the offering we are collecting every day? People are saying, you take people's offering. Is it not that we have been using to build churches? We have used on to build, go to the Anakazo campus and see what has been done there. No World Bank loan, nothing. Offering, tithe, go to the way you see what we are doing there. Go to other places. You see, the destroyers are sometimes you, the corruption, the corrupt officials, the corrupt police, corrupt politicians, corrupt nurses, corrupt everybody. You think I'm going to mention one person? All of us. Corrupt journalists, corruption. When journalists are told you, listen, you know that a destroyer is talking. He has collected something. But whatever, you can say, what he's saying doesn't make sense. You say, if nobody in his right mind should even ask the question you are asking. I mean, you say, how can somebody ask such a question? Nobody in his right mind should ask such a question. But you see that you are set for destruction. You are set for destruction. So you want to destroy. And the Bible said, look, you can't do all. You get it? But in your life, you can restrain the destroyer. In your life. Are you here with me or you go home? In your life, you can restrain the destroyer. Hey! One man, he went to work outside. Worked and worked and worked. I'm come to start a clinic. And then he bought a very expensive machine, which is like the mainstay of the work he's come to do, the specialization he did. That machine is what makes the thing become that hospital. He bought it. He brought it. Then one day, he was just talking to the nurse to move that machine to, somewhere. The nurse was moving the machine and was a bit, what, I don't know what she was thinking about, was careless. But then she realized she had pulled something and the thing got blown or got spoiled. And as the man stood there and looked at his investment, everything that he has worked for, to be a specialist, he had gone to school for almost 14 years or 27 years, worked for it, everything, and he bought it very expensive. He has not even finished paying. And the nurse, within a twinkle of an eye, just poured the thing. Wow, in front of the man's, the thing was just poured like that. And the man looked at his hair. The destroyer has come. Hey! You see, so that is what I said. But if the destroyer was restrained, this nurse or whoever who came to destroy that thing, if you had paid your tithe and God had restrained the destroyer, that thing would not have blown. That's what you see. When we say, some of you like making things. When I say destroyer, you already seen witches flying with brooms, holding brooms like this. That's what you are thinking about. No. This type of petty thing, you are just somewhere, and somebody is just driving, then by the time he has run into your car, boom, and he didn't stop. That's a very sad story. I'm driving, I'm very careful, then you don't leave your car to come and hit my car and kill me. I said, wow. You see, so the destroyer. But I tell you, every destroyer that has been set against your life, every time you pay your tithe, you are restraining the destroyer from destroying things that belong to you in the name of Jesus. That is why tithing is a better warfare than going to stand at the bush and screaming your head out. And when you finish, you don't pay your tithe. You're wasting your time, man. Oh. And that's why you say that. The Christians, they don't pray, and so their money is cocaine. See, you don't know that even though they are not praying, they are paying their tithe by faith. By faith, they are paying their tithe, and they are praying. You say they don't pray, they are praying. Hallelujah. Are you with me or not? Wonderful. The destroyer of marriages. You see, some of you, what will destroy your life is a marriage. Yeah, some of you, the man who has come to marry you is actually a destroyer. And the woman who is being introduced to you is being introduced for your destruction. You get it? But only your tithe can prevent that thing from coming to pass. Only your tithing can prevent that thing. Maybe somebody is being introduced to you as a business partner. You are just about to enter into a wild negotiation and wild contract. But as you came to pay your tithe, something happened. They said, oh, the person has some stomach trouble. From yesterday, he has been running. So he can't come for the meeting. And you called him to his phone, is off. And look, God just delivered you. God just delivered you from destruction. Some of you, your tithe will destroy. And someone who is just about to be your friend. That person was going to tell you something one day that would have been the end of your life. But as you see, the destroyers, there are so many shapes and so many forms. But it is God who takes care of them. That's why we pay the tithe and say, God, take care of them. We pay the tithe and say, Lord, we don't even need to know them. We don't even need to see. When we come to heaven, you can show us. But for now, we want to enjoy life. Take care of them. We don't even want to know. Sometimes when you know that you can't handle. Are you here with me? Those who have been praying that God should show you enemies. You'll be surprised that your enemy may be your wife. So you can't handle. So you just pay your tithe and let God do the rest and flow. Hey! Hallelujah. Tithing will make you. Is it not beautiful that God has shown us? You understand what I'm saying? God is giving us, he's showing us how to break through. To make the heavens, he says, I will make the heavens over you be opened. I will make the heavens over you be opened. Remember that man who Elijah said that the heavens should be open, and said, Kai, if even God should make doors in heaven, nothing will happen. And yet it happened. Amen. May that happen in your life in Jesus' name. When the doors open and the blessings come, you even be confused. Is this blessing real or is it true? You know, how many of you have been blessed and you don't know whether you were dreaming or not? Okay, you are going to be there one of these days. I mean, you have to be blessed that you don't know whether you are dreaming and say, hey, what is happening? And you are confused. Hey, it's almost like this thing is, I wake up and it's a dream, but it's a reality. May you receive such blessings. Hey, a lot of people have not seen that blessing before. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. This blessing is not given by just receiving. But as your children have given of their tithe and have believed in you, may they receive this type of I'm dreaming kind of blessings. Where they will still be there and they will say, hey, it is not a dream. It is a reality. What I'm driving is not a dream. Where I'm staying is not a dream. Where I'm traveling to is not a dream. Where I'm working is not a dream. Who I'm marrying is not a dream. What I'm seeing is not a dream. It is a reality. Lord, may it come to pass. May they see it in the name of Jesus. Oh, it's not a dream, I tell you. It's not a dream. It's not a dream. It's not a dream. Oh. Recently, I took something like that and I went to put it in my wardrobe like that. And I put it, I just was wondering, I said, ah, is this for me? Is this for me? I said, wow. It was like a dream. It's like a dream. Because something I used to hear some kind of people talk about such things, but it had just come at a time that was not my mind had even, if you like, away from my dream. But it just came. Hey! Charlie, this blessing is going to be your blessing as well. It will be like a dream. You will not even want to know whether you. Sometimes some of you are trying to travel outside. You are trying, a time will come, you see, you even buy the ticket, you don't know whether you should go or you shouldn't go. You don't even know whether you should. You buy the ticket, but you are even asking, should I go or should I not go? I don't feel like going. Oh, hey, then you tell someone, please remind me when the time comes so that I can go. But you have bought, yeah, may that be your story in the name of Jesus. But as I showed you, pay your tithe. It opens the heavens over your life. It opened the heavens over your life. Are you getting what I'm saying? Look, it's true. It's what I'm telling you, it is true. Hey! Bible said, when you pay your tithe, the heavens open over your lives, and it will mean that you become what? A delight, some light. When people look at you, you are like a blessed land. When people look at you, you are like a blessed land. Hallelujah. But I like this particular one. I like this particular one. See, when the heavens are open over you, and I'll end with this. When the heavens are open over you, what happens is that you see visions. You see visions. You see visions. Now, why am I saying that? Ezekiel 1:1. It says that, now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Cheba, that the heavens were opened. You get it? That the heavens were opened. Are you here with me? That the heavens were opened. And what? I saw visions of God. Yeah. I saw visions of God. See, when the heavens are open, it's not only the blessings that come includes visions. That's like, you know, before I started, I said there's some of you where you just need one vision from God. One vision from God. Prophet Kaka was preaching somewhere. I forgot where he was preaching. I heard him say that he traveled and he was looking for a job to do. He went with his friend. He was looking for a job to do. I think it was on the radio. He was looking for a job to do. And then his friend got a job, but he didn't get a job. It was there within about 2 weeks or so for them to come back to Ghana. And then he had a vision. When he had a vision from God, it's like, oh, he should buy a fridge. He should buy a deep freezer or fridge. I forgot the diesel or fridge. So he bought it. He was like, what am I going to do with a deep freezer or a fridge? He said that he was there in order. Somebody called him that from Ghana. That, oh, my friend is building a hotel and he needs some fridge. I've asked him to call you. So when so let him call. When he calls, so I want you to buy me a deep freezer. How much would you sell it? But he used to be a very good businessman. He gave me about 3 times. This one is business. I mean, he was in business. He gave him that. This is how much I bought it for. So when, by the time he realized the money that he could have earned that he didn't get while the guy was working, he has gotten it by that vision and more. And from that day, that he actually said that started a certain business in his life. Hallelujah. And when he said that, I said to myself in the car that this is actually what God is saying about. That when the heavens open, he gives you visions of direction. Vision is only you saw somebody, your vision, every day somebody's come to kill you, honestly, what type of vision is that? Every day. What blessing are you going to get from your mother is chasing you, your uncle is chasing you, your this day? What is the blessing in this one? Can you tell me what the blessing in this one is? And all your friends have become your enemies. All your relatives, you don't talk to any of your relatives, you don't visit any of your relatives because you have seen visions of witches. You must see visions of a step that you should take. That when you take, this is what is going to, the ripple effect, that you are going to get a good job, you are going to get a business is going to go. You should see a vision of signing a contract, and as you are signing a contract, the person who was standing by you, sitting in front of you, was a human being. But as you are standing outside the contract, suddenly the person's face changed to a hippopotamus. That is when you will know that, hey, this contract I shouldn't sign. That's the type of vision. Not that your grandmother is hippopotamus is chasing you. No. That one you know. That, hey, this contract. Yeah. I should have died by now. Somebody was standing on me just about to put whatever crowbar to punch my head or stab me, I don't know, but I was lying in bed. Then I had a vision. When I had a vision, Bishop has come to visit me. And so it was so real that I got out of the dream of the sleep, the dream or the vision. I said, welcome, Bishop. Only for me to see that somebody was standing in front of me, like a white man standing in front of me. And suddenly he bolted. I said, wow. He had entered my room just to kill me. I would have died just like that. That is when the heavens are open. You can't die like that. You can't die like that. How can you die like that? You cannot. It's not possible to die like that at all. Yeah. You get directional. So what I'm saying is that when the heavens are open over you, one of the blessings that you see visions. And the visions, they are answers to prayers. Solutions. Get solution visions. Solution dreams. Solution things. Get it in the name of the Lord Jesus. When you wake up, say, I had this dream. And when you think about it, you realize, it's because of this I'm going to do. And therefore, if I do it this way, I'll get, and you do it and you see that the thing is correct. In the name of Jesus. But how does it come? You see that all this has come from the blessings of paying your tithe. Paying your tithe. Doing, he said, he has shown thee, oh man, what is good and what that the Lord require of thee, but you don't think that it works. Just that Jesus is the only way, and yet people have made you to look like he is not the only way. It's the same thing. There are so many things, like so many things, people still don't believe. We don't even talk about it again. Let me tell you that when you pay your tithe, God will bless you. So, as far as you are concerned, pay your tithe and let God bless you. Hallelujah. And you'll be blessed in the name of Jesus. If you have church and you don't pay your tithe, you are being denied of certain powerful blessings that you should get. Say amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for tonight. We give you praise. We give you glory.
in the name of the Lord Jesus. You came to speak to our hearts. You came to lead us. You came that we'll have life and have it more abundantly. You came that your children will be shepherded by you and they shall not want anything. That is why we also gathered here today to hear you talk to us. May this word that we have heard bring testimonies along with it. May we hear testimonies of the things we have said. Testimonies of visions, directional visions. Visions that makes wealth. Visions that bring progress. Testimonies of miracles that make us look as though we are dreaming. In the name of Jesus. Bless our hearts. In Jesus' name. Amen.